Did, what was the game at Wasps last weekend? Was it a coach's nightmare, or you were delighted with it? I mean, a lot of tries, but conceded a lot of tries.
Yeah, I think it probably summed up people's attitude towards the Anglo-Welsh. You know, it was a good chance for guys to have a run out. I don't think defence was high on people's priorities. It was entertaining to a point, but I think it got, at one point, you know, I think it got a bit ridiculous how many tries there were. And we spoke at half time about how we thought we could win the game in the second half. And it was a case of the team that looks after the ball best will come out the winners. And I think second half, we had a couple of great passages of play where we did starve the Wasps team of the ball. And then certainly a couple of exceptional finishes. We got our noses ahead and then managed to see the game out really well.
I mean, what we talked about in commentary, and maybe the words aren't the right words to use, but play proper rugby. And then that 20 minutes of the second half, you played proper rugby and controlled the game, controlled territory. When you do that in any rugby game, you're going to go on the right side of the scoreline, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I think it was a really good exercise for a couple of our lads coming in, making their first start, you know, and I think, and then we had a bit of experience and Joel came on. I thought he shut the game down really well, added tempo when we needed it, controlled it when we needed that. And I say, we saw out the game relatively comfortably in the end. Not that it mattered if they got an extra bonus point, because obviously in a different group to us.
Standout performances, the obvious ones, because we talked about it with Jim after the game, but you've got to be delighted with Zuckwe when he came on. I mean, he came on early in the game because of injury, and two tries, he did pretty well.
From my side of the ball, I was delighted with him. I don't think the defensively, I think there's a couple of areas for him to work on. But I think there are loads of guys put their hands up. You know, Charlie Wilson making his first start for us did a brilliant job in the centres with Max inside him, giving him a bit of experience. Adam Rabon obviously took his tries brilliantly. The second one particularly was an outstanding finish. In the forwards wise, you know, Simon did well when he came on. It's a shame to lose Chicky as we did. But there was a couple of grafters in there. You know, Gary Graham and Ryan Burrows had tidy games again. Sammy Mavinga hasn't played a lot for us. Got a good 55, 60 minutes under his belt, did a really good job and laid the platform for the guys like Simon who get on the end of the tries to finish them well. There's probably a bit more work inside from the guys who went a bit unnoticed, which was probably more pleasing for me than the actual finishers themselves.
Two players mentioned there, Ryan Burrows and Gary Graham. I mean, they are pushing hard, aren't they? They're taking their opportunities in the European games and last weekend's Anglo-Welsh game. Ryan's captain in the side when he's playing. They really are pushing the guys that have been the first team jerseys.
Yeah, it's all they can do, really. And we've been fortunate enough this year to have. We've got a lot of strength in depth, and that's down to good recruitment from Dean. But then tied in with that, we've also been lucky with injuries. Or not lucky, we've had fewer injuries. And, you know, there's been a lot of frustrated guys waiting for opportunities. And all you can say to them is, when you do get your chance, you've got to make sure you take it. And I think there's more than the two of them, but they're two that certainly put their hand up.
Last question about last weekend, but you can't avoid talking about Adam Radwan. I mean, he played through the pre-season games and scored tries for fun there. Bit of a rest while the main sort of season was getting underway with Premiership, but he's come back in the European games, two very different games against Newport and Bordeaux, but he just a little bit extra space you get in Anglo-Welsh sort of rugby. He just showed what he can do last weekend, and it's potential at the minute, Dave, I know that, but you must be excited by the potential the kid's got.
No, it's exciting to watch. Every time he gets the ball, the crowd are on their feet, and I think you know, he's been showing that in glimpses throughout pre-season, and he's managed to carry that on into some senior games. And the second finish, as I mentioned earlier, was one that was really pleasing to watch. The first one, I think he probably just classed a little jog in from the halfway line.
So would I. Of course not, no, it would have been 3 miles away from me. Me and Rob Vickers, 3 miles away. But now thinking about just the situation the club's in now, a bit different from what we've talked about in previous times, but Premiership is what it is and it's solid performances. I'm disappointed maybe the position after the Leicester game, but still seventh in the Premiership. Top of your group in Europe, one game gone, but top of the group in the Anglo-Welsh. I mean, it's a good environment to be trying things and bringing those young players through.
Yeah, things are building well. I think you want consistency with everything you do. Players want consistency of selection. They want to be able to get an opportunity and not be a one-off. And we've been able to, because you're winning, we've been able to maintain a little bit of that throughout selection. The guys waiting for their chance because they know that they've got to turn up every day and challenge those guys in the team. They're training better and that's pushing everyone and that's driving the standards in the right direction. At the moment, we're about 11, 12 games into a 30-odd game season. Ooh. It's going well at the moment. There'll be some downs, no doubt, as well as a lot of ups in the games ahead. It's important that we react in the same way as we have done so far, and we try and keep momentum going this weekend against Cardiff and then hit the ground running against Wasps when we come back to the Premiership next weekend.
Is that the way you're thinking about the games? It's a pair of games now, isn't it? It's Anglo-Welsh, but is the one eye on thinking about the Wasps game afterwards and giving players time that they need on the field before that Wasps game?
I think Dean might have that from certain side of things. I don't think we as coaches do. I think I look at each game as how I think we can win that game in terms of how I set the team up, where I think we should target. I very much look at one-off opportunities that may be around, and the way we attack Cardiff this week might be completely different to how we go against Wasps, and that's something I really enjoy. I think if you look too far ahead or you look at it too much, then from my side of it, I think you lose a bit of focus and you maybe confuse the guys and struggle a little bit.
Is the Anglo-Welsh difficult in that regard, because you don't really know the players that you're going to be facing? I mean, each club's got its own DNA, but that DNA can vary considerably depending on who takes the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good thing and a bad thing. I think sometimes you can overanalyse things and worry about things too much. Because the nature of the tournament, we don't know who we're playing against as well as we do when we're playing the Premiership. It means you've got to look, concentrate on yourselves and get your bits and pieces right. And if you do that the way I think we're set up, I think we'll have a good chance of winning this weekend.
So what sort of game do you expect on Saturday night? Because it's evening, is it, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting game. I think Cardiff play a lot of rugby, try and keep hold of the ball, try and move the ball at the right times. I think we're at home, we try and play with that sort of at the forefront of our minds. I think hopefully it'll be a very open, entertaining game. Not quite as open as the game last weekend.
I was going to say, as many tries for you, so not as many for them.
Exactly. Certainly as entertaining, but maybe not as open.
So you're expecting a win here. I mean, it'd be great to go into the next sort of round of Premiership rugby with sitting top of Anglo-Welsh, sitting top of European group, and then top six to fight for, if not even higher, in Premiership. I mean, it's what dreams are made of if you're a Newcastle fan, isn't it?
Well, that's got to be the aim.
And you're looking forward to the weekend?
Can't wait.